Week 10, Lesson 3, A Time for a Decision. The doctor explained the situation calmly, avoiding histrionics. First of all, they didn't know whether the dog had rabies. Secondly, the elusive dog had frustrated all attempts to find him so far. Finally, the decision would have to be made whether Bobby was to undergo the painful vaccination administered daily for 2 weeks. Mrs. Hart said that a neighbor who had seen the dog claimed that it had been foaming at the mouth, barking and growling constantly, all symptomatic of rabies. But the policeman interjected that there hadn't been a case of a mad dog in the country in over 20 years. He repudiated the neighbor's report, advocating that they do nothing for at least another day. Mr. and Mrs. Hart sat down to think about their next move.